There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in the United States, where several pro-America and pro-Israel groups, including B'Tahr New York and the Zionist Organization of America and Americans Against Anti-Semitism, will rally this afternoon outside the Iranian consulate in New York City. The organizers are emphasizing support for Israel and the United States against threats from Iran, urging Iran to abandon nuclear ambitions and thanking Israel for its efforts to ensure global safety. The demonstration will conclude with a march to the Israeli consulate to reaffirm support for Israel. Meanwhile, Germany's 2021 reform of the Nationality Act has made it easier for descendants of Nazi persecution victims to reclaim German citizenship regardless of passport history or record accuracy. Legal experts at Decker, Pex and Levi are ready to assist individuals with limited knowledge of their heritage in navigating the process. This process reflects a broader effort to address historical injustices and restore rightful nationality to qualifying individuals. News from Israel and its war on Iran. Municipal leaders have urged the government to swiftly establish a compensation system for residents affected by Iranian missile attacks. Mayors are calling for demolishing of unstable buildings and rebuilding to higher standards. Lawmakers are also pressing for expedited compensation claims for IDF reservists and mortgage relief for affected residents amidst ongoing threats. According to a study amidst Israel's conflict with Iran, Lior Sternfeld, Associate Professor of History and Jewish Studies at Penn State University, finds that the Islamic State hosts a Jewish community of around 15,000, mainly in Tehran and Shiraz. Despite restrictions, Jews enjoy religious freedoms with synagogues, kosher shops and cultural institutions, and have a reserved parliamentary seat. Overall, Iranian Jews experience a complex balance of cultural identity, limited political expression, and increasing anxiety amidst regional tension. Let's now take a look at what other stories have made headlines. The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum has condemned New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani's defense of globalize the Intifada, linking it to violence against Jews. Germany, France and Britain's foreign ministers will meet with Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi in Geneva on Friday to discuss nuclear issues. Approximately 30 headstones at a Jewish cemetery in Moldova were vandalized with swastikas recently, according to a local rabbi. Authorities are investigating and no headstones were damaged during the incident. United States Ambassador Mike Huckabee announced efforts to organize evacuation flights and cruise departures for Americans in Israel amid the ongoing conflict with Iran. Iran has announced increased internet restrictions, blaming Israel for misuse for military activities amid the ongoing conflict. Israeli weapons company Rafael plans to sue France after being barred from the Paris Air Show due to display of offensive weapons amid the Israel-Gaza conflict. Qatar, Egypt and the United States reportedly asked Israel to send a delegation for prisoner exchange talks regarding Hamas in Sharm el-Sheikh. Israel denied the request, citing no such negotiations or agreed location. And finally, Cyprus has warmly become a safe haven for Israelis stranded or evacuated amid regional conflict. Thousands now in Cyprus await flights home, with many diverted to Larnaca Airport. The local Jewish community, led by Rabbi Ari Ziv Raskin, have swiftly organized shelter, kosher meals and support, demonstrating incredible compassion during challenging times. Travelers from around the world, including Hungary, Rome, Georgia and New York, are finding refuge there. Locals are offering beds and care, turning Cyprus into a gateway of hope and solidarity. Once flights resume, many will be able to reunite with loved ones thanks to the island's kindness and resilience. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.